Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The final Friday of every month, of course, is Blue Friday on this program, where we honor, we salute, we chat with a local law enforcement professional who has gone, in my opinion, above and beyond, truly represents the best of the badge. And I am thrilled to tell you that our honoree on this day is Megan Ann Marino, a veteran officer with the Prince George County Police. And Megan, I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what brought you to the Prince George Police Department.
Well, I started off as a jail officer, Riverside Regional Jail, which is very local as well. And after 8 years, I just decided I wanted to make a change and switch over to the police department.
Okay. Now, I will tell you that we heard from a couple of folks about you. And this, and the way this works, and I'm always touched by it, is we ask listeners to send us stories of folks who are making a difference in their community. Let me tell you a couple of things that came up as they were talking about Officer Marino of the Prince George Police Department. An amazing mother of two boys. You want to take credit for that?
Yes.
Yeah?
A 9-year-old and a 9-month-old today.
Goodness gracious. Wow. As well as a full-time student?
Yes. Well, I took a little break for the summer, just one class. But yes, I'm a career student, it seems like.
All right. Well, listen, I understand the whole having kids part. Tell me about this career student aspect of your life.
Well, I've always wondered how people at 16 years old know exactly what they want to do. I just turned 31 a couple months ago, and I love to learn just about different things. So I just keep taking classes and going from there.
Wow. All right. So how is it possible for you to juggle a 9-year-old, a 9-month-old, a course load, and then go out and protect and serve the people of Prince George County?
Well, I don't know, but it works. I enjoy the people I work with. I enjoy what I do. I make it happen. I have a good family, good friends that make everything work.
So you start out, as you say, the regional jail facility, and
yes,
you spend 8 years there.
Yes.
That's got to be a tough beat to be on.
I'm very thankful for it. I basically went there right out of high school. I started there when I was 19. I got a lot of experience. I feel like working there really helped me with my career today.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that people make mistakes, but at the end of the day, all people are people. We make mistakes.
Yeah.
Some people get caught.
Yep.
Some people don't, but everyone deserves a chance. You just have to treat everyone with respect and treat everyone like they're, you know, someone in your family or someone you know.
You know, it's a great attitude. And I think over the years, those of us who have spent any time in law enforcement on the street, many times people who come out of some sort of correctional setting make some of the best police officers because, amongst other things, you really are up close and personal and you'd better know how to communicate, right?
Yes, I feel that is the most important quality you can have is IPC skills, interpersonal communication. Being able to talk to people makes such a difference. I've seen people, you know, can completely change a situation around for the better or for the worse because
right.
of how they speak to somebody.
Absolutely. Officer Megan Ann Marino is joining us. Officer Marino is with the Prince George County Police Department. She is our Blue Friday honoree today. I want to pass along, Megan, another story that came in. You met an elderly lady out on a call one day. The lady was lonely. She lives by herself. And according to the folks who sent me the story, they said most people probably would have simply finished the call, left, never thought about it again. You were different, though, right? You
yes.
You want to tell everybody the rest of that little story?
Miss Doris, we still visit very often. She's real special to me. She's a sweet lady. She'll be 88 next month.
Oh, wow.
She's proud to say that she's made it through a lot of things. She wasn't expected to make it this long, but she's doing well. She has a little dog that keeps her company. She's awesome. I have a soft spot for elderly people. I don't have a lot of elderly people in my family.
And right.
She's like a family member. She just seeing her around my kids, she just lights up just visiting her. You know, you don't realize how many people sit at home and, you know, they're not into technology or social media or TV, getting out and about. So just stopping in and visiting. I really like to do that with her.
That's a great story. And I would imagine that in this day and age, when you're there in Prince George County, it's about developing a relationship with community members, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep, that makes all the difference.
So how difficult is it in a county like Prince George? Because it's not a small county. You're pretty well spread out there. And I guess a little pocket, right? There's a big pocket of population and then some, what strikes me, and I'm a city guy, but I mean, it strikes me as rural in some areas and challenging area.
Yes, I love Prince George County. I'm so glad we moved there. There's such a wider array of people. And like you said, there's areas where you drive and you're like, where am I at? There's nothing here. A lot of the officers there are from Prince George.
Okay.
It was completely different for me, but I enjoy it.
So tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing day in and day out in the Prince George County Police Department.
Well, I'm a patrol officer. I just recently came today's shift. Prior to that, I was on night shift.
Mm.
Basically, we just respond to calls and do what we can to make the community a better place.
So folks are listening to this, and maybe we've got some young girls going, maybe. What do you think? Is this a great career option?
Yes, I love it. Recently, we've been able to get into the schools as security for the schools that don't have school resource officers. And I would tell people any day, just going in there and seeing the kids, especially at a young age before anything's tainted their mind of anything. You know, the way they smile. It's funny, I'd go to my son's elementary school and he'd get jealous because the kids are running up to you and giving you hugs and high fives, and hearing so many little girls, there's a girl police officer. I can be a police officer. And I tell them, you can be anything you want to be. You got to work for it, and you can do it.
I love that attitude. By the way, people love you, too. Let me give you another line that came up with one of the emails we got about you. It says, this was a letter that was almost directed towards you, and it says, I love you, Megan, and I just wanted to let you know you are an amazing hero. How's that?
It feels good to hear, but I think there's a lot more deserving people out there. I just, I appreciate it. I think anyone has the possibility to be a hero to somebody, so it feels good to hear.
Tell me, just for a couple of seconds here as we wind everything up, when you look at where you are in your career today, where do you want to be, say, 5 years in the future?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. I'm not really sure. I just take it a day at a time. I never thought I'd be here.
Okay.
You know, 5 years ago, I would have, you know, I wouldn't have had any idea. So I just take it a day at a time. As long as I'm happy and my family's taken care of, that's just what's important to me.
All right, because I was just going to mention, I just read the other day the City of Hopewell is going to be looking for a chief of police any day now.
Oh, I don't think I'm anywhere near ready for that. No, I still have a lot to learn, and I appreciate everyone that I work with, you know, helping me along the way.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here. This is Megan Ann Marino. She is our Blue Friday honoree. And Megan, again, on behalf of everybody that is hearing your story, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being out there. I'm thrilled and honored to have you here as our latest Blue Friday honoree. We've had some great folks over the last couple of years, just so you know, police officers from cities and counties and deputy sheriffs and a variety of state troopers and state police officers, FBI agents, DEA agents. So you're in pretty good company.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds so. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
And I will tell you that you'll get there's a lovely gift bag that comes along with this. It's thanks to our friends, Jay Birchall and his team at Heritage Chevrolet, a couple of cool little things. There's a $100 gift card. You're certainly not going to retire based on that, but just a little something so that, you know, folks in the community really do care.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
That is Megan Ann Marino with the Prince George County Police Department, our very latest Blue Friday honoree. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.